This is what I mean about not being able to commit. So Anna Kasparian said, hey, bitch, the Goyim are waking the fuck up. Deal with it. Which is Nazi posting, right? And then she quote tweets it and she's like, well, the reason I said this is because I'm anti-Zionist. She's not committing to the anti-Semitic stuff, you know? You front it, but you never commit to it. Israel is evil, genocidal, and has destroyed our country. They're about to drag us to another war. All we hear from Israelis and their brain-dead supporters is anti-Semite. If you disagree with Israel's agenda, they smear you to silence you and all the Jewish individuals who don't substitute others for behavior. Israel loves to play victim as they bomb seven countries, steal land and open air. Keep Goyim means non-Jew, right? If you say the non-Jews are waking up, you're not really criticizing Israel. You're just criticizing broken clock. It's not broken clock. It's disingenuous pandering to neo-Nazis. But all of this stuff, Anna Kasparian's been saying this for years, for over a decade. It's just vice signaling. It doesn't mean there's no shift here. This doesn't mean, oh, so you didn't before the Goyim were waking up, you weren't saying that you were critical of Israel's warmongering. You know, it's just here's a little bait and then I'll walk it back. You know, also implies Americans are victims and they didn't choose to do something to destroy their own country. Yeah, the idea that like America is the victim here and that we have no autonomous desire to colonize or destroy the Middle East is pretty funny. Oh, America had no hand in this. I mean, the American people and American politicians and American corporations have all been positively involved in this, but you know, I think she's fully embraced anti-Semitism. Remember she did that Jewish merchant meme? Yeah, but I don't think she really believes it because I don't think anyone believes anything anymore except for me. I'm like the only person who actually has any sincere beliefs in this space. That's not true. It's only half true. For a lot of people, like with the Nazi stuff, you know, in the long run, like for instance, look at Clavicular, right? Clav. Who's now, by the way, getting like mainstream news attention, you know, just people treating him like a little curiosity piece. Is Clav himself a neo-Nazi? No, probably not. Did he go to a club that was playing N-word Heil Hitler and like dance around to it, you know, like a little goof for attention? Yes. Why would he do that if he wasn't a Nazi? Because nothing matters. Okay? Anna Kasparian does the happy merchant hand rubbing and says the Goyim are waking up. Does it mean anything? No, not really. Because the ideological commitment to neo-Nazism in the long run will lose you attention, right? Like, the Nazis do this game. Over time, they do this game where they start calling each other feds as soon as anyone indicates they actually sincerely believe in the stuff they say they believe in. You know, Fuentes has done this too. He's done this himself. The moment you get like committed to the position, you're a fed, you know, you're a wig nat or whatever. They have all sorts of terms for you. They're all aware of the fact that what they're supposed to do is hover in the realm of plausible deniability, cosplay, keep it funny. You know, were the Nazis themselves committed to being funny? Not really. They mostly wanted the whole, you know, Thousand Year Reich and Lebensraum thing. Are we getting that now? No, because as soon as you start unironically pushing for that shit, you lose support. You know, you overcommit. You're a fed now. You're unfunny. Nobody gives a fuck. I think there are basically no sincere and committed right-wing influencers. Essentially none. Like, it just does not exist. I don't think they're there. Everyone is just desperately trying to grab as much attention as they can by posting bait. You know, oh, I can't believe it. They just did the Nazi posting. That's crazy. Where are they going with it next? Nowhere. They're not going anywhere. They're not doing anything with it. They're just getting a little bit of attention. Clav got a bit of attention with the Hail Hitler N-word thing. Now he's like, well, you're cringe if you don't like gay people, you know? Yeah, the post-irony shit made them all allergic to sincerity. Yeah, for sure. It's basically impossible to... I mean, you see it with them, dude. None of them commit. An insincere Nazi is still a Nazi? Eh. We have to wake up and recognize that the big ideological blight we face right now is not the right wing. It's rather cultural and political apathy caused by late-stage capitalism. The Nazis don't really believe in Nazism, and frankly, a lot of the Democrats don't believe in democracy. A lot of the authoritarians don't believe in authoritarianism. Nobody actually believes in anything because for decades now, we have lived in an environment where the consequences of believing in something sincerely are political malignment. Only not believing in stuff gets you anywhere. Black pill? It's not the black pill. You just have to understand what the enemy is here, you know? How many, like, as a percentage of the country, or just Gen Z if you prefer, do you think are actual committed Nazis? Less than a single percent. If you're just looking at Gen Z, less than a single percent. Now, how many of them will pretend to be Nazis or front Nazi talking points or make Nazi jokes because they think it's funny or because they want to fit in with an in-group? Probably, I don't know, 15, 20%. And then maybe a couple dozen more percentage points will play like the plausible deniability for them. Maybe 10% more, I don't know. Doesn't really matter. The difference stops being meaningful at that point, doesn't it? No. The difference is very meaningful because the difference between an actual ideologically committed Nazi and a person who's just like listlessly floating on a river of inane internet meme culture. They don't believe or commit to anything. These are very different people psychologically. Nothing that I'm saying right now, by the way, is meant to be a defense for the latter group. I'm not saying, oh, well, these people aren't bad. They're very bad, but they're different. You know, very, 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 very different belief patterns, you know, historically. And pardon me if I'm stereotyping a little bit here. My understanding is that in America, the very far right people like neo-Nazis, KKK types, right, like really, really, really far right people tend to be extremely unfunny about it. If you make jokes about that stuff, they get angry, they get offended, they'll hit you. The very far right people like Aryan Nation types tend to be very reflexive, very violent, very, very, very serious about it because they actually believe that shit, you know? A lot of them are stupid, inbred fucking morons, but they still believe in it, you know? But you take a look at the average ultra far right, paleo right, whatever the fuck you want, conservative Gen Zer these days, they don't get mad over the amount of sincerity that it would take for them to front that behavior. It's unthinkable to them, you know? They're just floating on a god that... A lot of these people, they're not even mad about Epstein. Epstein is, and I apologize for like overstating this or seemingly overstating this, but it's true. Epstein is literally a extremely powerful Jewish oligarch who raped lots of white children. This is about as much of a cartoon villain as you can get. And yet the entirety of the modern right wing, including the young people, they don't give a they don't care. Now, I would be willing to bet that a significant number of real Nazis would in fact be upset over that. But I think the problem is that for a lot of these very unserious young people, the idea of getting all huffy and mad over something, even Epstein, is kind of cringe. In the long run, what we're fighting here is entropy. We're fighting a cultural tendency towards unseriousness as a defense mechanism for a world that seems like it's spiraling out of control, but nobody can do anything about it. I think that is the real problem in the long run, more so than any specific set of beliefs. It's the tendency underlying it that pushes people into defensive cynicism to the point where they don't believe in anything. Because if you don't believe in anything, you're immune to being upset about the world. The left doesn't have this issue because, with the exception maybe of some very insane people online, people on the left tend to value empathy. So that is at least something that you can care about, right? It's the reason why, even though both the far right and the far left don't like Israel, the far right doesn't care at all about what's going on in the Gaza Strip, because in order for them to even pretend to care about that, they would have to front empathy for other people, which they can't really do because it would be cringe and the cortisol would spike. People on the left are fine with indicating that they're upset about the state of the world because they're not as cynical. They're not as, you know, allergic to sincerely expressing a position. Yes, and also the people in Gaza aren't white. Yeah, but like modern day internet neo-Nazis don't care about white people either. They really, really don't. Their positions on who or what group they favor or what they say are all based entirely on irony and expectation defiance. It's all cynicism. Sincere love of white people would also be, you know, cringe. They really don't care. They don't care about anything. You don't say they're not like actually advocate. They're always like cynically undercutting their own positions. They don't really care. White women are their only real hatred. Well, yeah, I think they actually are willing to brave cortisol spikes over hating white women. I said this after they murdered Renee Good, right? That one of the few sincere beliefs that they seem to have is a deep hatred of white women. And I think the reason for that is because it reminds them of their moms. The only real position these guys seem to have is a psychosexual obsession with the extent to which they've been victimized by the women in their life. You know, you get back down to it, the gut of fascism ultimately is feeling weird about being a guy and being around women. That seems to be one of the only things they actually get upset about. You can parade an infinite chain of tragedies and atrocities, genocides of white people, of non-white people. It doesn't matter. These people don't take any of it seriously, but they do take hating like women. They take misogyny pretty seriously, more so than they do any kind of race-based animus. So, you know, there's no vision for the future. Yeah. We have to offer people one. Can you connect this to fascism other than that of the US or Nazi Germany? I'm not entirely sure what you mean. I mean, you might note that the whole world right now is experiencing a shift towards this kind of like populist right-wing fascism. But at least in Europe, this is what's happening everywhere. Like the nothing ever happens. There's no shift. Even Hungary, right? So Hungary has been led by an unambiguous fascist for over a decade. What have they actually done with it? They have rolled back constitutional rights. They've made the country worse. And now everything's just stale and stagnant. stagnant. It's stale. No one cares. The wealthy have gotten wealthier. The poor have gotten poorer. Wow, what a fascinating departure from the status quo over there in Hungary, right? Really interesting stuff. The country just got worse, like quickly got worse, but not in an interesting way. Many of Asmongold's new audience are Eurorighties. Yeah, and the reason for that is because they are desperate for an example of a society that proves their beliefs right, that you can somehow believe in nothing, stand for nothing, and front nothing, but also be part of a winning team. They want that in America, you know? Much in the same way that a lot of people on the left, like sometimes they'll like sympathize with, or they'll try to lend themselves culturally to a victory from a left-wing party abroad. They're looking over here in America to see if the project will work. Can you make fascism work in America? And the answer so far is no. All we've gotten so far is a bunch of really embarrassing government mishaps and an attempt to steal the next election. Nothing in America fundamentally has changed. There's not a single underlying material force that has shifted, not with regard to housing prices, economics, job availability, and to the extent that they have shifted, they shifted negatively. Yeah, all you get is shittier capitalism. But the neolibs were already doing capitalism just better than they can. This environment is what makes these people the way they are. Most of these Gen Z fascist types have grown up in a world where everyone knows things are slowly getting worse, especially if you're young. All of these lines trend downward, and it seems like nothing changes and nothing ever happens. People make big promises, and then they can never fulfill them. And what's more, you're doing this in an environment where you're exposed to nonstop online radicalization and a dimming of the social fabric, right? It frays, and you no longer have IRL friends. Your only company are people online. And then you're told to care about a million things happening countrywide every day, but nothing ever seems to change, and no ideology seems to win out. So people trend towards radicalism. And to that end, you know, there's just more money in radicalizing people to the right. Always has been. This is depressing, but that's the nature of the problem, okay? That's the nature of the problem. The original Nazis thought Nazism would make their country better. And because they were riding the upswing from the Great Depression ending, for a time, it felt like that was correct, you know, especially because people were less concerned about bigotry back then. You know, people were just in general less empathetic than they are now, you know, for a variety of reasons, cell phone cameras, whatever you prefer. But nowadays, we're not getting that affirmation. There's no big upswing that fascism gets to take advantage of. So not like things are that much better on the democratic side. They're not offering a vision for the future. A lot of the Communist Party's members in Germany became staunch Nazi supporters. It's confusing for a lot of people until you realize that oftentimes one's ideology is a second order force. The first order force is like a drive for narrative, you know? A lot of the communists were just utopians. They were people who wanted drastic, radical departure from the Weimar government, which was corrupt and ineffective. And, you know, when communism was no longer on the table, they were like, well, guess we'll try this then. Did that work out? No. Mussolini did the same thing. He was a thug for the communists and the union organizers, and then he became their fascist guy. People just want narratives. That's it. They just want a positive road moving forward. Where it goes is of lesser importance. It's like how some Bernie Sanders supporters ended up becoming big Trump supporters. More people shifted over from Hillary Clinton to Trump than Bernie to Trump. But of the influencers, a lot of people who were very pro-Bernie Sanders did shift over to Trump. Yeah, there were a lot of people who liked Bernie who ended up being pro-Trump, even like Joe Rogan, you know? And I think that's because that like low IQ sloppulism tends to most affect people in my position, because we're just trying to hoard engagement rather than like genuinely front our views. I did not come up with sloppulism, if only.